gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Maria Ryan.
From Doggone Positive, here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike and he'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Voted the best cat treat by People Magazine, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. And I guarantee it. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, at Walmart.com, or you can find it in your pet stores like Pet Supplies Plus. Good Pets food supplements and treats are teaming up with Talkin' Pets to give you a 10% discount at GoodPetsFoods.com. Just put the word pets in the promo box and you can get 10% off. Also, don't forget Tropical Costa Rica, October 6th with me from Colette Tour, 800-581-8942, booking number 1299-885 if you want to join. This is Talkin' Pets.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Her dress has got a tear.
She waltzes on her way to mass and whistles on the stair.
And underneath her wimple, she has curlers in her hair.
I've even heard her singing in the Abbey.
She's always late
for
chapel,
but her penitence is real.
She's always late for everything
except for every meal.
That's true.
I hate to have
that
to
tracks.
Say it, but I very firmly feel.
Maria's not an asset to the Abbey.
I'd like to say a word in her behalf. Maria makes me laugh.
That's true too, John.
That is.
Can't solve a problem like Maria.
No solving me.
Catch a cloud and pin it down.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love this song when you're on because it's just appropriate.
I mean, when you play it.
It's a great song, you know. Of course, it really is. Of course, from the great Sound of Music. If you haven't seen it,
indeed,
you need to see it. Kayla, have you ever seen Sound of Music?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, you and Lexi, and probably Jasmine probably hasn't seen it.
No, Lexi.
We all need.
Lexi, our other producer, has seen it now because we told her to watch it, and she loved it.
Okay, she did see it. Okay,
it seems like it'd be boring.
It is not boring whatsoever. It is a great movie.
Excellent.
Gotta see it.
I'm telling you, girl, watch it.
That's the young generation. It's like, you know,
because
it was made so long ago.
Well, no, I mean, like, I know it might be like, seem like, so like, blah, boring, but... It's really a good story, but it's also, like, really good, Kayla, if you like music and stuff. It's just, I think you would really like it and appreciate it.
I mean, I liked Wicked. I mean,
I think you would like something like this, because those kind of movies are along the lines of, like, you know, just, like, Broadway show kind of stuff. So I think Sound of Music would definitely fall into that category.
I mean... To anybody listening out there, Sound of Music is a great movie. It's a classic, 100%. Yes. Julie Andrews is amazing.
It is.
I highly recommend watching it, for sure. I'm trying to think, did they actually... I don't think they had any pets in that movie, did they?
I don't think so.
Not that I can think of.
I don't think the kids had any pets. It was just... yeah. It was just the kids and dad.
Yeah, yeah, I think so, too, that
and
I
then,
recall.
See, Maria came in to save the day.
Yes, she did.
Yeah,
and,
see?
And we can't...
She had a cape, too, John.
Yeah, she did, but we can't say what happened in the end, because then you're giving it away for
Well, no,
people.
We can't say any of that, but yeah, nothing. You need to watch it.
Definitely, yeah. Sound of Music, go check it out. And that was one of the songs from it. And so, Miss Maria, so
yes,
how old is
John,
your new new puppy?
He is about 4 months. We got him a few weeks ago. And he had a really, really rough start. And we got really lucky because one of my good friends is a vet tech and she fostered him. And I saw him like in March on Facebook and I was like, oh, hey, what's going on with him? And she told me the story. He was found on the road, side of the road. Excuse me. Broken jaw.
Oh, wow.
We don't know what happened to him. But he went to, they found him in Brandon, and he went to a couple different, e-vets. He was on an NG tube for feeding. Then they did a esophagostomy, and he was soft muzzled for just to immobilize the movement of his jaw because they couldn't do surgery. It was bilateral. And on the one side, on his right side, was so, it was almost looks detached when you look at the x-ray. So they couldn't do surgery. And he was seen by an excellent canine dentist there in Brandon, Dr. Peek, who's probably one of the best.
I saw the pictures of him. He's a cutie.
Yeah, he's adorable.
But the thing that I got to ask you, so whatever vets that he saw, were they privately owned vets? Like, you know what I mean? Like not a corporate vet company, but privately owned?
I'm not sure. He went to, like I said, he went to Cuddly. He went to, to a lot of different vets, two different e-vets, basically.
The reason why I ask that is because, the story that, you know, the dog had the broken jaw and everything, and that these vets that he went to see, rather than saying, oh, there's too many dogs and, you know, put him down, they decided that he's healthy other than that, and they decided to help him. Where...
Oh, yeah.
I kind of wonder sometimes at some corporate organizations, some, you know, veterinarian groups might look at that and go, you know, why bother? Why waste our time? Rather than looking at the dog and saying, this is a life of an animal and we're going to help it. You know what I'm getting
at? I do, but I really hope that's not the case because, you know, he's a baby, you know, and he through no fault of his own, he was injured, who knows how. And, you know, he would have died if they didn't help him. He would have died and he would have died a very painful death.
Yeah,
long and painful.
And thankfully, you know, he saw good vets that would take care of him. And because I know, like,
oh yeah,
with certain vet organizations out there, and I'm speaking more corporate wise, we find that if you find an animal that is not owned, then it's not yours or whatever, and you take it because you have a big heart and you want to help the animal, you take it to this place and then you drop it off and say, I know they're going to ask you. They're going to make you sign a waiver to say, this is not my pet and you have no rights to it. But then my fear is that when you do something like that and leave that pet there, depending on how damaged it is, that they're going to end up putting the pet to sleep rather than trying to save it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I'm just like, and I have never actually witnessed that. I've heard more so, like, I know that people from different veterinarians over the course of my career who have gotten, you know, dogs or cats into their practice and people are like, oh, euthanize them. We don't want them anymore. Or they couldn't afford to pay the bill or whatever. And they just, the vets took care of the pet and adopted them out, you know, whether it was a cat or a dog. So,
well, I mean, some of the surgeries,
that's what I've seen and heard.
Some of the surgeries, I admit, are not cheap. You know,
no,
to do do some of these surgeries, even x-rays and so on and so forth, are expensive. So I get
right.
I understand it, you know, and especially since we have pet overpopulation, but I don't want to, like, believe it. You know, I think that
yeah.
if that was me, I'd be doing anything I could to help that animal, no matter how
yeah.
bad it was.
That's what they did.
Well, it's good for Tony,
awesome.
your dog, so.
Excellent.
Congrats on that. I'm John Patch.
Thank you. I'm Maria Ryan.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Hey, I just met you.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love, to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Are there beaver secretions in your vanilla ice cream? News articles or food influencers are on social media might have you believe that castor rim is a yellow syrupy substance from the castor sacs near a beaver's anus, is used as everyday vanilla flavoring disguised as natural. According to some of these sources, beaver castor is an ingredient in everything from vanilla ice cream to strawberry-flavored oatmeal. But experts say this couldn't be further from the truth. While people have used castorum as for medicinal purposes, and yes, to flavor perfumes and foods since ancient times, there's almost nothing in the grocery store today that contains it. It turns out that the stuff is incredibly expensive because it's rare. There's no way it's in your ice cream, says Michelle Frankel, a chemist at Bryn Mawr College who studies the science of food. According to Frankel, in 2020, about 16 million pounds of vanilla extract collected from vanilla orchids, a large group of flowering plants, was produced worldwide, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization. That said, castoreum still exists in niche products, and in total, the U.S. consumes less than 292 pounds a year of it. Now, the extract and also the liquid, according to the latest edition of Fenarelli's Handbook of Flavor Ingredients. For over 2,000 years, people have turned to this castoreum to cure all sorts of problems, including fevers, stomach issues, mental illness. The secretions were also used in soaps and creams, and at one point was added to cigarettes to enhance the scent. Hippocrates even wrote about castoreum's healing properties in 500 BC. By the Roman period, it was a stock part of people's medicine cabinets, you might say. Castoreum's popularity as medicine likely has something to do with its chemical makeup. According to the 2022 book, it contains more than 75 different chemical compounds, as usually high diversity. So, unfortunately, the demand for castoreum came at a cost. It was a byproduct of the centuries-long fur trade, which decimated North America and Eurasian beaver populations, nearly rendering both species extinct by the 16th century in Europe and the 19th century in North America. Castoreum actually plays a vital role in beavers' everyday lives. Now, to mark their territory, both beaver species deposit mud piles on the ground and excrete castoreum on top. While both males and females have castor sacs, adult males in the family are most likely to leave scent markings in strategic locations like the pathways of other beavers to send the message to that this land is taken. Now, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration classifies castoreum as generally regarded as safe, and a 2007 safety assessment published in the International Journal of Toxicology concluded that a long historical use of castoreum extract as a flavoring and fragrance ingredient has resulted in no reports of human adverse reactions. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
The U.S. is the eagle, Russia is the bear, Australia is the kangaroo, 'cause they're kinda weird down there. Yeah, India is the tiger that stands so proud and tall, but Canada is the greatest of them all. We are the beaver, we're furry and we're free. Yeah, we are the beaver. Yeah.
Beaver. We are the Beaver. Go Beavers. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. 818-818-6401. You know, it's amazing, though, some of the foods and stuff that we eat that have weird parts or things from animals that we don't even know about.
Yeah, because there's a certain percentage that is allowable of bugs and stuff in our food.
I remember with Starbucks, they were putting the red dye, the red flavoring or whatever in their drinks was from beetles. And they would grind up beetles, and that's how they got that for their red-colored drinks. And now they can't do it. Something, I guess they were told that they can't use it any longer, maybe because people found out about it.
Right, and so, the makeup industry was like, and probably still is, huge in not only animal testing, but using bugs and different things in their makeup and stuff, which is gross because, you know, we're putting that on our skin, too, and rubbing it on our lips and our eyelids and all this
junk. Well,
that's
why they use the animals. Yeah. And there are a lot of companies out there with cosmetics and stuff that are no longer using animals for testing.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them. But
I would imagine there's still some out there, of course, that do. But before we say that,
let the games begin.
This is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name this creature, then you got a choice of a cat book, a dog book. We have Chicken Soup for the Soul books. We also have Good Pets Foods, Treats for Your Dogs, Treat Supplements from Vitacraft. We have Lick and Lap, or we have the Purr Sticks. You can go with that. We have a collapsible water bowl as well. We have a keychain from Kayla's Creations. And Kayla, how would you describe this one?
It's silicone beads, but it's like a keychain to put around your wrist for your keys.
So you can also purchase those, too. If you go to talkinpets.com, you can see the banner on there for Kayla's Creations, and they're cool. More so towards women, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Although some guys may like them. But this is the sound. What creature makes that sound? Kayla has idea.
You told me. You have...
I mean.
So, they're beautiful creatures, probably one of my favorite, and you will find them in the ocean. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. What creature makes this sound? I think that's pretty cool. That would actually make a good scary movie, too. 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? Play with us, and you can win something. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets. 818-818-6401. Call. What creature in the ocean makes that sound? 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Tears from falling down.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Little River Inn, a historic resort on Northern California's scenic Mendocino coast, has introduced a new way for guests to dine alongside their dogs. The inn recently unveiled five cheerful blue cabanas nestled in its lush outdoor gardens, allowing pet-owning guests to enjoy breakfast or dinner delivered directly to their private cabana. Guests place their order in the main building, then lead their pups up to their own private garden cabana. Meals arrive via bellhop in a thermal bag matching the cabana's vibrant hue. Each cabana offers a cozy, casual setting with space for people and pups. One accommodates up to six people and three dogs, while the remaining four seat four people and two dogs each. Cabanas are exclusively available to overnight guests with dogs. To reserve, you can check it out at info@littleriverinn.com. Guests dining in the cabanas enjoy the same acclaimed cuisine served in the inn's dining room. The menu highlights fresh, seasonal ingredients such as foraged mushrooms, locally sourced fish, and produce from their own Laughing Duck Farm. New chef de cuisine Sebastian Kaplan has also introduced original dishes to complement longtime favorites. Little River Inn has long been recognized as one of the Mendocino Coast's most pet-friendly destinations. Fifth-generation innkeeper Callie Combs believes dogs are family and has created a warm, welcoming environment for both pets and their people. Dogs can explore the spacious property, enjoy nearby hiking trails, or frolic on the pet-friendly beach across the street. The inn provides food and water bowls, towels for cleanup, and tasty treats. A nightly pet fee of $30 per pet applies with a two-pet maximum per room. Humans are equally pampered at the inn. All rooms featured ocean views, and the guests have access to the on-site spa, a nine-hole Audubon-certified golf course, and regulation tennis courts, and a private walking trail that leads from the property down to the pet-friendly Van Dam Beach. Visit TalkinPets.com for more information and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Oh, this is the night. It's a beautiful night. And we call it a bella notte. Look at the skies. They have stars in their eyes. On this lovely
once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
So, Maria, we're going to go out to Holland in San Clemente, California. Hey, Holland, how you doing?
Good. Hey there. Thank you.
Good. Are you having normal weather today, or is it odd where you're at?
It is sunshiny today. I live up on a canyon, so we get a lot of sunshine. It's about 70 degrees.
Nice.
Well, that sounds beautiful.
Very nice. Yes.
We're ready to move in with Holland.
We're jealous.
I think everybody comes down to vacation every once in a while in San Clemente because we have such good weather.
We had people scheduled on the show from Tennessee, and apparently a lot of that state lost power today. So it's very bizarre. The storms out there are getting worse and worse. But what creature do you think makes this sound? You live in San Clemente, California. I know you're going to know what that is.
It's a dolphin. Porpoise.
Congratulations. Yay! You are absolutely correct. So we've got choices. Do you want to go with a cat book, a dog book? We have a collapsible water bowl. We have cat treats, dog treats. We also have a keychain by Kayla's Creations. Kayla's here, if you like keychains. What do you think?
So the keychain, and what else was it? It's the cat and dog treat.
We have cat treats, Vitacraft. It's a lick and lap or purr sticks. You can go with either one, or you could go with Good Pets Foods for your dogs, the daily probiotic you'll get, and you can try the Hip and Joint Plus and the daily multivitamins.
I think I'll go with the second one.
You're going to go with the dog treats?
I think the dog treats. Was that the second one, the lick and lap, or...
Oh, the lick and lap is the cat treats. Do you want to go with that? That's amazing. I can get my cat to do anything with these treats.
I think I'm going to go with the dog treat because I have a lot of neighbors that have dogs, so I'll just stick with that. And the keychain sounded amazing, so I hope she does really good with that.
You know, she does a great job with it. She's doing really well. Kayla, can you tell Holland, because I'm going to send Holland this keychain as well.
Yeah, sure. They're silicone beaded keychains, and I do some other things. I do Stanley Cup charms. I make pens. I make badge holders. So it's all on his website as well.
We have a neighborhood and a town that just loves animals, so I would love to get the good word out for you. Sounds great.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And we're going to send you out the keychain, and we're also going to send you the dog treats. They'll come from two different places. The keychain will come basically from Florida. Well, I think actually the dog treats come from Florida as well, but from a different source. So you'll get them separately.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Holland. And give Mike your address, and we'll ship them right out to you. And thanks for playing with us.
You're welcome.
That's Holland out there in San Clemente, California, seeing that she called from the California coast up in the canyons, which sounds absolutely gorgeous. I had a feeling she knew what that was. Right, Maria?
Yes. I really am glad she knew what that was.
Would you know it?
Not really. I feel like some of the... I don't know where you get all of your animal sounds, but some of them seem... like, just not as clear. Maybe it's the, me hearing it or whatever. I wasn't sure until you said it was found in the water, I think you said. And then I was like, oh, okay. Because I thought it sounded to me like some kind of bird. Like, it reminded me of some wild prehistoric bird that was on maybe Jurassic Park or something.
Yeah, but the clicking gave it away for me. I knew when I heard the clicking, I was like, that's definitely a dolphin or porpoise. You know, since that was a quick win, I'm going to stay in the ocean. But you got to be specific on this one. If you can name what creature makes this sound. I think that one's a pretty easy one, but again, you have to be specific in which species it is. They can be very deadly to seals. Let me just say that.
That's very specific.
Yep. 818-818-6401. Call in. 818-818-6401. Call, and you could be a winner of the prizes that we were mentioning to Holland. And thank you, Holland, by the way, for... passing the message around. And it's, if you get a chance, give Steve a call, too, over at the station at KCBQ, because he put us on there, and I really appreciate being on that station there. And we've got a big fan base there, so, I appreciate it. So anyone that you can bring on to it, Holland, I appreciate it. And by the way, I always say California is like the big pet state. Everything happens with pets out in California. So it's huge.
A lot of excellent, excellent trainers.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And behaviorists.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of functions that go on with animals in California, like, you know, parades or, you know, like little, I like the little tchotchke things where you can go buy and things for your pets and everything. They have those little stands set up and stuff. There's all kinds of functions that go on. But again, the creature that we're looking for is this one. That is also a marine creature, but be specific on which one it is. And I said, you know, they love seal. That's all I could say. You know,
I love seal.
I love watching, or I didn't love watching. I was actually traumatized, but National Geographic sent me something the other day, and they were showing these creatures hitting like icebergs or pieces of ice that seals were laying on. And these creatures learned a way that when they would hit the ice, the water would overflow from the top of the ice and push the seal into the water.
Just wash them right off of the iceberg.
Yep, right off of it. And then
their mouths.
Right, 100%. It was sad. I watched one. I felt like I was watching the movie. You remember the movie Jaws when the girl tried to save the little boy? I think it was the second one. And she fell off her boat. And she's trying to get back up on the top of the boat with the little boy. And the shark came up and ate her whole. I was like, I was traumatized forever on that. But that's what this seal reminded of me with these marine creatures that hit the ice. I'm telling you.
John, it is so true. It is so true because, some of these nature shows, I can't. You're filming it. Why don't you save the other animal that's
I
being
think
taken
the same
down,
thing.
The wildebeest? Yeah.
But
save
gotta,
the wildebeest.
You got to let nature take its course. And
I know.
They don't want to interrupt like the what will happen. But, Kayla, speaking of sharks, aren't you going boating tomorrow?
Yeah, don't even bring that up because Camden is very scared and doesn't want to see a shark. So we're trying to tell them that. Sharks are cool to look at. They're just mean.
They're
what about
mean.
Baby shark? They're not mean. Just seeing baby that, shark.
It's like you're in their environment.
Just
now,
seeing
so
baby shark. That's all.
You become dinner. So, I mean, I don't like to see people get attacked by sharks either. But every time somebody's in an ocean, and Holland probably knows this as well, every time you're out there are sharks around, so they don't necessarily bother you. But they also say, and this is from experts that have been on the show, if you're going to go in the water, no jewelry. Because if they get that little sunlight that hits the jewelry, sharks will think of that being like a fish or something that's injured, and then they'll go after you. So,
that makes sense.
Yep, it really does. So, and we had like an expert scientist on it. We were talking about that. It's better to be on the better side of things, or the safer side of things, by not wearing any jewelry when you go in, or else you may become a meal. So
okay, you think about it, like fishing lures, the metal ones are there to flash and attract them. So that makes a lot of sense. But I would have never thought of that.
Yep, 100%. 818-818-6401. Obviously, what we were talking about, the creature is a whale, but which one is it? Which one of the whale species are we talking about that makes that specific sound? And which ones on National Geographic, whether you've seen it or not, but these whales, if I say it, I'm going to give it away. But they work together to make sure they get their meal no matter where it is. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
I'm
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Elfie,
Now that we're friends, I decided to make you my new project.
Well, you really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice. Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it, right, who isn't less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper place when you talk to boys. The ways
to avoid. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
So we've got like a full line here. So don't anybody hang up because I might have a question on a question and you could still win. But we're going to see. First, we're going to go to Leba in Greenwich, Connecticut. Hey, Leba, how are you?
Hi. Hi. I'm doing good as long as I can hear your voice.
Thank you, darling.
I love you.
You're going to make Maria jealous.
You are. He's my man. We can share him. I'll share with you.
Maria.
Sing it, girl. Sing it.
So, Leva, what creature was that? Do you know what it is?
I was thinking about seagulls.
Seagulls. Seagulls.
Is a seagull.
You are incorrect on that one, Leva.
Yeah, a clue.
Sorry. I gave a clue. I gave a big clue. So, Leva, I have to say you lost, but I need to go to Robert. So Robert's got to take a chance at it. But love you, Leva.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Give my best to the family. That's Leva out there in Greenwich, Connecticut. We're going to go to Robert. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Okay. Hey, like I said, you gave a good clue, but it is a cetacean, but it's not a whale. It's a dolphin, and it's a, you know, an orca.
That was, wait, what? Oh, okay.
Wait.
He's actually right.
Orca is a dolphin?
I believe that's true. No, you know what? I got to
believe
that
is not.
It is true.
That is,
Mike says it's true, too, so it actually is a dolphin, an orca.
Oh, is Mike the internet?
Yeah.
Mike said it's true. It's true.
Mike's the producer at the network. He said he looked it up, and it is a dolphin, so I was wrong. But I always consider it a whale. But you got it right, though. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
You did say orca, so that is right. So what I'm going to do is, Michael, hold on. Don't hang up, Michael. He's still online. So, Robert, what do you want to go with? Because you were right.
Okay. Is Patrick, are the cat treats still there?
The cat treats are still there. We got the lick and lap or the purr sticks. Now, the lick and lap is like a 5-pack of a creamy paste, and the purr sticks are a breakable.
Oh, I'll take the sticks, you know, the push-ups, what do they call them?
Purr sticks. You got them coming out to you. Stay on the line, Robert. We'll ship those out to you. You'll get the purr sticks from Vitacraft. But we're going to go to Michael real quick. Michael. You still with us, Michael? No, I guess we lost Michael. Michael, are you there?
Yeah,
Michael.
Here.
So I got a question for you. Robert said that this whale or this dolphin, which is, I always thought it was a whale, to be honest with you. But it's a dolphin.
I feel
dolphin.
Betrayed.
I heard that. I've heard that it's in the dolphin family. But
that's
so
wild.
This, I'm going to go easily both ways. I'm going to go this creature. Robert said it's known as an orca. But now this is where controversy comes in. What is the other name for an orca?
Killer whale.
There you go. Congratulations. You won. But why is it called a killer whale if it isn't the dolphin family?
You know, that's interesting. I'll have to ask about that one. But part of it because
the orcas work as a team, and they can take down a killer whale. I mean, they can take down a whale.
Right. Yeah, no, orcas, like, they've been known recently, they've been jumping onto boats and sinking boats and, you know, and so on and so forth. There's been a lot of stories about orcas lately. And, you know, we used to do the program up at SeaWorld, actually, so I was always surrounded by them. But I love Mike. Mike is so good at what he does. Mike, I'm sure you are on the line, but Mike at my network, he put up on the screen.
Yay, Mike.
The orca or killer whale is a toothed whale and the largest member of the oceanic dolphin family. Mm-hmm. So it falls into both categories, I believe. The only the only extant species of the genus Orcinus is recognized by its black and white patterned body. A cosmopolitan species, it inhabits a wide range of marine environments, from Arctic to Antarctic regions to tropical seas. So I guess it falls under both categories. Because I always wonder.
Yeah, and they're mammals.
Yeah.
They're mammals also.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So I guess it depends on what genus you're looking at or whatever, or classification of it. What do you want to go with, Michael? What do you want to pick? We have dog treats, cat treats. I got a cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, as well as a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I've got the collapsible water bowl. What do you think?
I'll go with the Chicken Soup book.
You want cat or dog?
Dog.
You got the dog one coming out to you. So stay on the line and speak with the other Michael at the network, Michael, and we'll ship that out to you. And thanks for playing.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Michael. So that helped classify a lot.
I feel like I've been lied to my entire life about orcas. I swear to God.
But it's still known as a killer whale, a toothed whale.
I know, but that's so weird why I call it a killer whale and it's really a dolphin. And
it's
dolphins
in the dolphin
are
family.
Flipper. No, but they don't. Oh, my goodness.
I think
thanks, Mike, for clearing that up. I feel like I've been lied to again.
So it's a whale, but it's in the dolphin family. But it's still classified as a toothed whale. It makes kind of sense.
So then what's a dolphin? I mean, what's a dolphin?
Don't make
a dolphin is a dolphin?
We're at the top of the hour.
No, that's my brain. I know, but that's where my brain just went. Thank you. Now you're leaving me with this thought for the rest of my life.
I'll
be up at 2 in the morning.
Well, congratulations to the winners. And don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. And So it's funny because Kayla wanted to play that popular song from Wicked because she knows that movie. She doesn't know The Sound of Music.
I do.
But I was like, when is Popular going to come on? It was like the whole skit. I said, are you playing the whole movie? Anyway.
Yes.
Well, we say goodbye for now. I'm John Patch.
Hi. I'm Maria Perez. I love you guys. I just
love
said my
too.
Old
and
maiden
thank you.
Name.
Thank
Maria
you for
Ryan.
Coming in today. Bye.
Yes, you're welcome. Anytime. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.